baby. Let me explain to you, I'm saying.
What you saying?
It's not even like that.
It wasn't like that, but I saw you.
Baby, I don't love her.
You don't love me? You know what? I don't even want to talk to you.
She don't mean nothing to me.
I don't want to see your face.
She was just telling me.
I just want to see you walking through that
baby,
door. Baby, ain't nothing else to say.
Why we gotta do it like this? Baby, damn.
Coming home late, it seems you barely beat the sun. Tapping my shoulder, thinking you gonna get you some. Smelling like some fragrance that I don't
Romaine is already laughing.
So if you want some loving, I suggest you go back there where you came from.
What's happening, y'all? It's Randolph Terrence.
I'm Andy Klein.
And sitting with us today, we have
Romaine Walters,
Brother Darkness.
With a three-peat. Yeah, three straight weeks for Romaine.
This is three guys on.
Tim is not here.
As you've probably seen. We're happy to be back with you guys. You've heard it all before. You're going to hear it again.
Baby this, baby that, but your lies ain't working now.
The lies don't work?
They used to. They're not working now. You got me a while back. Your lies don't work anymore.
She's obviously not going to ever be on Maury. She's not taking the lies anymore. I chose this song because anytime Romaine comes on, I like to bring a song that has good musicality. And I've always liked the way the music of this woman's anthem aside. I've always liked the keyboards, that wah-wah guitar in the back. No one was using wah-wah guitar since like 1978.
Right. It's big in the 70s and 60s.
Yeah.
But like you can hear her neck just moving
rolling
back and forth as she's singing this in the booth. Like she's really into this. She's really into this.
Yeah, I've always liked the musicality of it. Of this song. It's the only song I think she had too.
Who is this?
Sunshine. Exactly.
I don't know who this
exactly
is.
Exactly. Sunshine Anderson.
Yep. Look, no, she just already look. Yep. Just the neck.
Sunshine Anderson.
Yeah.
I thought she was a bigger girl. Jeez.
You would think she would be listening to that, but she's cute as shit.
Not that big girls can't be cute.
Well, maybe she found a man finally and got out of the music
biz.
Got out
of the game.
You know? She settled down.
That strange brother back there playing congas. Yeah, I really like the musicality of this song. I like the way it's arranged and put together.
Well, it doesn't sound like a track. It sounds like a band playing.
No, it does. Yeah. I think it's that wah-wah guitar is what's doing it.
And the keyboard.
Yeah, the wah-wah.
Yeah,
like,
and that keyboard.
And those slight horns or synth. Bum, bum, bum.
Your heavy word, but the more you lie to me, the more
this was the joint in high school.
It wasn't it? Yeah, every girl.
Every girl was just girls you didn't even know was in your face. Like I heard it all before. Like I don't even know you. Why are you singing this to me?
This was a big club banger. This is the one a few times. Oh, by the way, Macy Gray was her manager.
Really?
Yeah. So as Macy, I just saw a thing on her, Oprah, Where Are They Now? Now she said, you know how people used to think that Macy was like, she was this real enigmatic person because she never answered questions and stuff like that. She was like, it's because I was high as shit. And I had sunglasses on because my eyes were closed half the time.
So they could actually do, with Macy Gray, they could do Where Are They Now and Where Are Her Clients Now?
Yeah.
She and her and Sunshine have disappeared.
You know, Sunshine thought that she had made it when she signed with...
Well, you know what? Sunshine, maybe like Adele and Taylor Swift, she can only make music when someone breaks her heart. And she just only got a heart broken once.
One time.
You know? She needs to get around a little more. Fuck up some relationships. Come out with a new album.
Get out there and whore it up.
Yeah, get out there and fuck up some relationships, Sunshine.
Just cause some problems for the fuck of it. Just do it.
Yeah. Cheat on your man. Find another man that cheats on you.
Find a man that you already know isn't worth your time.
Date Eminem.
Give him your time.
Date Eminem, and then you'll have a bunch of stories, and then you can do a collaborative track.
Nah, I wouldn't mess with Eminem. Like, do you remember what he did to Mariah Carey?
Yeah, then he came out and said basically I hit it first to Nick Cannon.
It was more like a I hit it first, and you can have her because she's crazy.
Right.
And then play
Eminem's
the voicemail.
Calling her crazy.
Yeah. And
did
then
he
play
bang out Mariah
voicemail.
Carey? Do we think that's true? Did Mariah come out and say that wasn't true?
Okay, she said it
because
wasn't
she came
true.
Out and said it wasn't. She immediately was like, I don't fuck him.
She just said that he's crazy. Didn't like to directly say no.
Okay, then that means he.
But then Eminem in the track had pieces of the voicemail make part of the track.
Yeah, the voicemail she had
so,
left him.
Left him voicemails and shit.
Yeah.
It's the song I want to do with Romaine and Lettuce. But like for serious. Not for
the jokes.
Not for jokes.
Not for the ha-has.
Because honestly, we don't have to. Have to be able to sing. You just kind of yell this shit.
Is this Poor Righteous Teachers?
On Rock Soul Train. That's when they used to do live performances on Soul Train, right up to Barry White ended that.
I like how they're not like the best looking group. They're just
exactly.
Good musicians.
Yeah, who really couldn't sing. Yeah. Stepping in the darkness. It's just a bunch of school teachers.
This is their music project for the year.
Then they go to school. The kids are like, I saw you on Soul Train.
Did I see you on Soul Train?
No, no, you didn't. I
wouldn't know. Yes, it was, Mr. Thomas. I saw you.
No, you didn't.
My daddy's got your album.
With a giant butterfly collar on and tight pants. I saw the outline of your dick, Mr. Thomas. On Soul Train.
To my brother.
The one guy who can sing.
Who never said his name.
Well... I think the horns are not live.
No.
Because there's no horn section there.
That guitar?
Yeah.
That's not on the track. I have the album track. Man, that guitar ain't on the track. The big ass suspenders that brother's got on. What's he doing?
Yeah, those are
It's huge. The 70s.
Whoa.
He's locking it up. He's locking it up.
I wonder if that's like documented. Jerome's first pop and lock.
You never saw the documentary on Soul Train?
No, I haven't.
VH1? That shit's good.
That's something I lose a weekend. A
couple
to
of musical acts came out of there. Jody Watley's group came out of there. She was a dancer on there. A couple of dancers came out of there. The Chinese girl in the Beatty video. Is it the Beatty video?
Chinese girl.
Chinese girl. That was this world famous Chinese girl on the
on Beat It?
Oh, no, she came off of Soul Train. She's world famous Asian girl. Mm. And let's not say Chinese. Asian girl. World famous. Really long hair. She was on literally on all Soul Train. If you just Google Asian watch me just Google.
Right.
Google.
One of the ones noticed that she's been hanging around.
Google Asian girl Soul Train. I bet you that shit comes right up.
Man, her parents must have been so pissed. What are you doing around all those black people? How dare you?
You're bringing dishonor to the family.
You're supposed to be a doctor.
Nope.
Nope.
There's a guy on the dance floor with a stethoscope for no reason, but I'm not hanging around doctors.
Whatever happened, first thing, what happened to the Asian lady with the long hair?
Asian lady.
Diary of an ex-Soul Train dancer. Q&A with the unforgettable name is Cheryl Song.
Mm, that's not an Asian name at all.
Song, yeah.
S-O-N-G or mm-hmm. T-S-O-N-G? S-O-N-G.
That girl.
Oh, wow.
She was in a couple of Michael Jackson videos.
Where is she now?
Married to him, I guess.
Yep.
That must be their kid.
I'm doing choreography for a local dance team here at the local high school. I'm happy.
Yeah.
I'm happy.
Yeah.
Every day I tell myself that to remind myself that I'm happy.
Yeah, she was everywhere. You know, she was famous. The other girl.
That one.
That one.
We can go on.
Here's a tribute to her.
A tribute.
Someone made a compilation video.
A tribute to her.
Compilation to, was it Cheryl Song?
Cheryl Song.
Cheryl's her American name.
To September. Just her.
Are we sure this is not Kirk Franklin just scatting over September?
Dude picked her up, did an aerial.
Someone literally made a video
carrying her around
of just clips of her on Soul Train.
Told you she was a star. Well, she obviously was a trained dancer doing moves like that.
She wasn't just like messing around.
I remember Faison Love said on the thing, he said, there was a lot of spank bake. She was a lot of sessions in the bedroom with lotion in her.
You just wop, pulled it up, hope she came on, you know, just chilling.
I wonder what...
I didn't know that was her,
well,
though.
She stood out. First of all, she's Asian. All black people, Asian, right off the bat, she stands out. And then that long hair.
Like 3 feet long.
And she could dance.
Does she have an ass? I can't tell. Her hair's
in
the way.
No, she ain't got no ass.
Her hair's just all in there.
Asian girl, you
nice
know
job,
that,
nice job. That's the way to do it. You hide the ass
hide
or the lack of ass, but you have all the hip movements.
Yet she had many black boyfriends, I'm sure.
Well, they had to find out somehow.
Mommy and daddy was pissed. They made a whole tribute to her.
What? I wonder what she earned.
They didn't make
this
much money.
Because most people don't stay with this for years and years and years.
She probably had a thing going on where like they learned from her.
You figure if you live in L.A. and you got a daytime job, this is what, a Saturday afternoon?
Yeah,
I guess. But I mean, most people say, "Well, fuck this. I'm a star, and you're not paying me like a star. So yeah. I'm gonna go start my own SOL train, Soul Train."
Well, when you think about it, she could have used that time to be like, oh, yeah, I'm on Soul Train. Used to be dancing.
Choreographed dancing.
Yeah. And then before you know it, she's like, I can teach you. And her day classes, she has a bunch of day classes.
This is her reel, basically. Her sizzle reel.
It's hilarious, isn't it?
How much more is left?
Oh, it's 3 minutes. It's the whole song.
It's the whole, she was on Soul Train for 60 years.
Whole of September. The whole song.
And these are just the major clips.
Yeah. Yeah, the ones that there's some ones we think you'll like.
We don't get all the outtakes. All the time she fell. Or she fucked up her moves.
I want to read some emails.
Soul Train bloopers.
Yeah. Soul Train bloopers. Whoop! Bam! Yeah, some ass, yeah. Butt will be hurting right now.
Soul Train bloopers, and it's all white people. All right, we have several emails this week. The first one, I wish Tim was here for this one. This would be a good one for him to chime in on. Maybe we'll revisit it whenever he's back. This is from Anonymous. Anonymous. So, this is a female, by the way. So, I was dating my guy for about 5 months. His backstory is he's 38 and 3 years out of a 10-year marriage, which means he was married from 25 to 35. I'm the first girl he has seriously dated since the divorce. I'm 36. Prior to me, he's always felt he had low T. So, about a month ago, he found a doctor to prescribe him testosterone.
Good for him.
His sex drive and aggressiveness in bed jumped way up, and I loved it because I also have a high sex drive. Our sex was fine before that, but he just became more horny more often with therapy, and it just became a lot more fun because I could tease him with just my words, play with him while we're chilling and stuff like that, so it just started to be exciting.
Bravo.
So I started buying more lingerie, suggesting kinky things, just turning it up because she's turning it up. Turn down for what? Because I really enjoy sex and can honestly do it 2 times a day.
Okay.
If time allowed.
I don't understand what the problem with this was.
There's always a button.
So, fast forward to about a week or so ago, he tells me he wants to break up because he's curious and wants to fuck around with different women and not be in anything exclusive and serious anymore. She's created a monster. Needless to say, I was devastated because we were moving right along, an exclusive couple with no known issues, never an argument or anything until testosterone replacement showed up, and he is dead serious about it, too. After we broke up, we were still hanging out mainly because it was too sudden for me, and I still needed to see him and figure things out. Well, of course, I went through his shit, of course.
Of course. Mm.
And just after we broke up, he went and set up a profile on Ashley Madison. A sex site. I thought that was for cheating, not for people who are out of relationship. Whatever.
Oh, that's funny.
Ashley Madison looking for no strings attached sex. Exactly what he said he wanted. Okay, so he's consistent.
Well,
we discussed it with no drama. I guess he didn't care that he went through his shit.
He waited till y'all were not together anymore.
Yeah.
So.
Well, as far as she knows, and he just said he's really confused because he has a hot girl in me that is really good to him and does things for him. And that we have hot sex, and I'm so chill and cool and don't nag him, but right now he just wants to fuck around and he's super curious. He said he's torn between keeping me by his side and scratching this intense itch he has.
That sounds about right.
Can you guys please decipher the male brain for me, please? I don't even know what my question is. But what do you guys think about this? Is this common? Because I've never experienced it. FYI, I went on the AM site and set up a profile. It's Ashley Madison. Set up a profile just to see how it works. And damn, it is real out here in these cheating streets. The site is no joke. People come right out and say, married 18 years, no passion, looking for daytime flings. Wife doesn't do oral, looking for head, etc. So,
yo,
okay,
go ahead, Roman.
Yo, I mean, as a guy that got married young, and thankfully divorced early, you wanna like you get pushed to the side for a little, or you take yourself off the out the game. You're on the sidelines, yeah. And you're like, you know, I had some time left in me. And well, I locked it down early. And granted, it's nice if you can find something like that. But let's be real. You're young. You're in your 20s. I mean, he was like 25 when he got married.
So he was probably with that woman for maybe 22. Who knows?
And who knows what the breakup was all about.
So, he was 35, split. And so he had about 3 years of that post-marriage single life.
Kind of.
But low T. That's the key. Yeah,
that's the whole thing about this is the low T.
Yeah.
It's not so much that
he feels like he missed out.
His T, well, he did. He did.
Depending on what he wants.
He did. Well, he obviously knows that he missed out. If it's like Romaine said, look, Patrice does a great joke about it. If your man hasn't been with if he hasn't fucked some bitch behind a trash can, if he hasn't done that, then don't marry him. He's not ready.
He hasn't gotten out of his system.
It's not out of his system. Yeah, here's the thing about this guy. He didn't go through anything. He hasn't been through anything. He ain't had a pregnancy scare. He ain't woke up with a strange itch. He ain't had to take that hot shower, that 10,000 degree shower to try to get the shame and the heebie jeebies off.
Or that two or three day wait when you get your test done.
Yeah, like, he hasn't been through any of that. And not to say that that's a good thing to go through, but it does sharpen you up as a man.
It makes you want to surrender to monogamy a little bit more. Because you're like, that was rough, those years.
The trenches.
Those years.
So I'm glad you appreciate the steady thing you got.
Or maybe you come out on the other side of it and you think, okay, take a guy like Bill Maher who's publicly just like, look, I'm never getting married. You come out on another side of it like that. Like, look, I like this single life. I like being able to go from woman to woman. I like being able to do these things. Right. So, but you figure all that out for yourself. And people say it's wrong for a guy like Bill Maher, any man, it's not wrong. It works for you. Works for you. Good for you. I always just say, don't ever lie to anybody. He sounds like he didn't lie to you. He's telling you.
He's not a liar, as far as we know. As far as she knows.
Yeah, as far as we know. So we only have to believe what we know, and what we know is he's telling you right up front. It's not out of his system. So you got a choice to make.
Well, it's
but
in
you
his
better
system.
Know he's not going to be. You're not number one. You better know that.
It's in his system artificially. And that's the thing. He's basically back to like 17-year-old him.
Yeah.
But at 17, you want to hook up with everything that walks past you. Like, that's just the way it goes. But you can't because you're 17 and you don't really have the ability to do that. And then people are like, oh, he's settled down over the years. He's in his 30s. A lot of that is maybe just the testosterone getting lower. You haven't your mind just settles in because you don't have that urge. So now he's got that urge back, but he's 38. He's like, oh, I know how to do this now.
Well, it could have been that the testosterone, I mean, if he might just be up to regular levels and he's never experienced regular levels.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, this could just be
as an adult.
The new norm for him, and he feels like he missed, and he did. I'm not even saying he didn't miss out. He did miss out. He has missed out on stuff.
I'm thinking that he did some, like, he had high regular levels in his early 20s when he first got married and things were hot. And then you get settled into something where, you know, your body knows how to adjust.
Your body's like, don't need this anymore.
Over time, over time it's like, don't need this, don't need that.
And then you start feeling lethargic about yourself and you go to the doctor and the doctor's like, hey, your levels are not normal.
Right. And it's not the first thing you think right away as a man, because you're like, oh, I'm in this marriage or I'm in this relationship. This is, you know, it's supposed to be, there's some downtime. But sometimes downtime is like 2 years and you're like, shit, what the fuck is going on?
But I mean, he's not ready.
He's not
ready. And he's being honest with you. That's all you can ask. He's not ready. He could have went the other way and just strung you along.
Yeah.
Well, and he's probably a bit conflicted because he knows his mind is telling him, I'm with this girl who's dependable and she's great, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
But his mind isn't the only thing talking to him.
Yeah, yeah. And it's nothing about you, by the way. Right. There's no indictment of you or nothing. And we've said it before, love and sex can be completely split apart from men. It's not, they don't run hand in hand.
No.
A lot of the time, the best thing for a man is to find a woman you like to have, a woman you love that you like to have sex with. That's the best thing. And I mean, you really like to have sex with and you love her. That is the absolute best thing.
And he might come around to realize that with you. Like it might be.
And now we're in a romantic comedy.
Yeah.
Because the guy goes off to, you know, sow his oats or whatever, and he realizes, oh, I had what I wanted all along.
Yeah,
and then the movie ends with them coming back together. But,
he comes to the wedding and stops the wedding.
Well, the woman trying to sort of figure this out with him, you can't hang around him and keep hooking up with him.
Nope.
He has to see you as a loss to realize that he's lost something.
Nope.
If he can have you in limited capacity, he's going to be like, that's good enough for me.
Yeah.
I'm fine with that.
And by the way, you shouldn't stop your life for him.
Yep. Get another man,
get out
and
there,
put it right in his face, and then he'll be like, oh, oh, I didn't think about that.
And do the same.
And he'll come running back if he really likes
it. Do all the same shit that you were doing with him with the new guy, plus more. Like once he gets that hint that there's some more to it, and that he's not getting.
Don't
stop your life.
If a man thinks he's got you locked up, but he's off doing other things, all you have to do is get another man visibly that he can see that you have, and he'll be like, oh, shit. Oh, I didn't know you were going to do that. I thought I was going to be the one doing that. And that's the mind game you can play with a man, because then he'll realize.
Right.
He'll be forced to really consider the situation.
And by the way, I mean, look, marriage is tough enough already. Don't think it's not. It's a long grind. Okay? It's a long grind. So if you're going into it like this, it ain't gonna get no better. You don't wanna go into it like this. You don't. You don't wanna go into it with any kind of doubt. You're gonna have a lot of doubts anyway. You don't wanna go into it with a known doubt. Like he's telling you. And he's being. I think he should be commended for being very upright and honest about it. Like, look.
Well, he's conflicted. He wants both.
I wanted to do this.
He wants her around.
And I'm gonna go do this.
And he wants everyone else around. Yeah. So, and he's right now. He's got that. Yeah. And so, why people?
And I personally think he should go do it. Personally, go.
If that's what's
drive it all out. Do what you feel like you need to do. Protect yourself.
Yep.
Protect yourself. Very important. Very important. Don't lie to nobody and protect yourself. And just do what you want to do. I don't have any problem with that, because he didn't lie about it and he was upfront about it. Do what you feel like you want to do, and revisit it in 6 months to a year from now. See how you feel. Yeah. This is the guy, by the way.
I guess people who aren't cheating also get on Ashley Madison, because I mean he's on Ashley Madison.
Yeah, but if you want to bang out some skanks,
Madison was just for. People.
I don't know how they would know.
I don't know.
Some good hunting right there.
Wait, Romaine might know. Romaine.
Wait.
Romaine, do you have some insight on this?
That's a good hunter right there.
I mean, no. There's,
go where they're at.
Those kind of sites are just like, they'll have every type on it.
Okay.
You know what I mean? And you have to sift through. And also, she says she signed on herself. Depending on how you sign on, a man or woman, like women get a different, whole different screen and whole different thing, because they want more actual women on there. If you're a dude, you're going to get a lot of like fake bots and
it's
shit.
It's like a club where they like do a like ladies night with women getting free.
Yeah, right. So I mean, he sounds like he's a good hunter. He's figured that out. He's figured out.
Yeah.
You set your traps and you go where the prey is.
Yep.
He's figured that out.
Right. Well, but he's going out hunting, and then when he comes home, there's also a woman cooking for him.
Yeah, but she ain't home no more.
Yeah.
Well, she's still hanging around.
That's on her.
That's on her.
But that's what
he's told her.
She needs to.
Yeah.
He doesn't want to cut that cord.
Yeah. Right. Well, no, but he's not going to cut the cord if it's around. But he's told her.
Right.
So.
Oh, but he's completely fine with playing both.
Yeah, and if you want to do that, then I don't have any problem with that. If you want to sit in it, go ahead. I wouldn't recommend it. But
she can't indulge that.
Yeah.
She, because it's bad for her.
Yeah, of course it is. But like
and
I
also
said,
it doesn't force him to really analyze.
You better understand what's happening if what you want to sit in that. That's fine. Right, right. Sit in it if you want to.
Yeah, because right now he doesn't have to choose.
At least he's told you.
I mean, he didn't make his confusion her confusion.
Yeah.
He walked away from, well, he didn't really walk away. He was like, look, this is what's going on. And on her end, I mean, a lot of people aren't, I know she's 36, but look, a lot of people aren't mature enough to just be like, this is just sex. This is just this.
Yeah, this is just
and
what
we can,
I need.
And we can still be friends. Like,
don't do that.
Does not happen very often.
Cut ties completely with her.
Because she still cares.
And then see what happens. Sounds like he's willing to do that also.
Well, also, if you're still hanging around him and kind of giving him a facsimile of the relationship, but you're also going through his shit, he's going to start resenting you anyway.
Yes.
So if your goal is to figure out a way to get him back, that's not going to...
Yeah, don't go through his...
Kind of hanging around a little bit, kind of friend zone, whatever, friends with benefits, and then you go through his shit.
I mean, I could see if y'all were together and you felt and that inner voice was telling you something was wrong and you felt like you had to go through his shit to find out, you do what you got to do. I don't have a problem with that. Do what you got to do. A lot of dudes have problems with that. I'm like, well, you was probably doing something. I was like, I got a problem with that.
Right.
You do what you got to do. But y'all ain't together, so... That's why he was like, well, since you found out, let me go ahead and tell you.
Right. Well, he seems to be very honest.
Let me go ahead and just tell you, right?
Seems to be.
You know, we're making him sound so, like, so much better.
There's nothing wrong with him.
Which is nothing wrong with him. But, like, we're making him sound like a mean catch, though.
I always feel like if like, a lot of dudes cheat and they try to justify how to cheat and deal with it and get away with it. My own thing is if you really want to do that, then just break up. Yeah. Because when you keep the relationship going, now you've fucked up someone else's life. So he's trying to do that on some level, but he clearly still has feelings for her.
Oh, but again, love and sex,
right?
Two different things. He probably does love her. I wouldn't even say he does. I don't know the dude, but I wouldn't be like, I'm gonna love her. No,
right.
Yeah. He never got to sow them oats.
Yeah, midlife crisis.
And now he's trying to sow them oats. I've never liked the term midlife crisis. A lot of midlife stuff is that. You have knowledge and money now.
So what
now
do you do
you
with
can,
it?
Now you can do these things.
Yeah. I think midlife crisis.
Knowledge and money.
I mean, I feel like it's when you're, because all it is people are like, what are you acting like you're 18 again? Yeah. When you're 18, when you're young, you live for the moment for yourself. Like it's fun. There's no responsibilities in life. And then you start getting bogged down with like, now I got to live for my bank account. Now I got to live for my credit score. Now I got to live for my wife and for my kids. And when you get to like 40 something, you're like, the fuck was I doing that for?
I have nothing for me. Right. So well, I got to go find something for me.
So I don't think, because people are like, oh, you're acting like a kid again. It's like, well, I had it right the first time.
Yeah.
I just, you realize, well, why am I not doing things that I enjoy? Buying a sports car is not a thing where like, my dick is small.
Yeah.
It's like, no, because when you're 18, you buy a sports car. And when you're 45, you're like, what the fuck? I spent the last 20 years not living for me.
Yeah.
And then you come to that conclusion like, oh, I should have been doing this the whole time.
My cousin Troy, prime example. Shout out Troy. Bought a Harley. He's on his second Harley
little
now.
Little dick Troy.
Yeah, little tiny dick Troy. I've seen it. It's tiny. You know, little tiny dick Troy. Was in the military with Haywood. Little dick Troy.
He's living for himself.
Harley. He's got, he has a house. He's got a car. He's got a great job. He always wanted a motorcycle. He's in a position where he can buy a motorcycle. My father-in-law, my tiny, tiny dick, bone white father-in-law.
Tiny dick.
Tiny dick really bought a $75,000 Porsche.
Right.
He can afford a Porsche. He can afford $75,000 worth of car. He bought himself a $75,000 Porsche. And then he takes it places and does things.
But they also
realize...
I think
I'm going to drive from here to California. He did that.
But they also realize that my priorities in life about like trying to get that promotion or trying to be a good husband. It's like, no, I should indulge me. It's not like... It's not like you want to be a kid again for some reason because you're trying to relive your past. You're like, no, you were happier. So you're trying to just... So this dude, he's 38. He's looking back to when was I happiest in my life? 20?
Yeah.
So let me try to act 20 again.
Well, And now I can act 20. And I got some responsible knowledge in my head.
Right.
Of I can pay bills. I can keep myself going. I got the knowledge in my head of things of how to take care of myself. Troy's on a Harley. He's not popping wheelies on it.
Yeah.
He's just riding it. My father-in-law's not doing donuts in a Walmart parking lot.
He's not ghost riding his Porsche.
No, he doesn't do that.
That is some 20-year-old shit to do.
He doesn't do that because you ain't got no knowledge. You're like, you know, if I ghost ride this Porsche, I'm going to put this shit in a ditch.
Right.
And I don't think insurance is going to cover that shit.
Ride this Harley for about 3 feet, and it's going to fall down, and I'm going to be
Let's
stuck.
Do one more email, and then we'll save the other two for Thursdays.
Yeah, I guess the conclusion of that email is if you love someone, set them free.
Set them free.
And they might come back to you.
Set them free.
Well, Ayana sent us a...
Just protect yourself, sweetheart.
Yeah, and don't go give him like this sort of playing house kind of relationship.
Don't do that. That's why I say protect yourself.
Because then he doesn't have to actually make the choice.
Tell him to protect
and
himself,
and he's not
too.
Wrong, and you're not wrong. No one's wrong right. in the situation.
Remind him to protect himself, too.
Yeah, tell him that.
If he's on that site.
Yeah, tell him that. A lot of stankin'-ass sure whores out there.
Well, you know, there are like...
he's a grown man. He should know that.
There are dating sites that are just for people with herpes. You know what I mean?
True. Yeah, and they need that. AIDS. Good. Yeah. They need that.
So hopefully they don't go to the wrong site. Ayana sent us a link. We'll check it later about the I'm Not Gay No More guy. Someone made a song about it.
Oh, perfect. That's Thursday.
We'll get to that.
Perfect.
I don't like men's no more.
Men's.
And then we got Howard.
Howie.
What up, my ninjas?
Howie.
And Andy. It's your boy, Howie.
So Howie. Yeah, she said Howie.
Quick call. I got an on-call custodian job out here at MSU, Go Spartans. The pay is $12 an hour for dorm cleaning and $14 for cleaning up after basketball games. God damn. Which probably goes a long way in Michigan. Yeah. Plus, I got me a girlfriend, y'all. I'm on the come up.
There you go.
So things are going well for Howard.
He's
got a girl. He's got a job. He probably gets to watch basketball games. I mean, probably when he's not giving people,
cleaning up the vomit and the piss.
Yeah. He's not cleaning up their piss. About the gay man at the Kojic revival. He's not gay no more. I see guys like him all the time. My childhood crush is with a guy who is very much gay.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, she's a dummy, by the way. She knows he's gay. She's a dummy. The Lord will save you, dumb girl.
And she shouldn't need to do it.
Wait, that's dummy. But this is Howard saying his childhood crush is with a guy who is very much gay.
This is Randolph saying that she's a dummy.
No, this okay. So
his childhood crush is the girl. Yeah, that's
his
in love
childhood
with the
crush
gay.
Is a dummy.
His childhood crush.
Unless
is
his childhood
who's
crush is
very
a
much
man,
gay,
and Howard wants to tell us something.
But no, this is Howard is saying the crush is very much gay, but everyone says he's straight now or bisexual. Yes. So it was child. Is Howard's crush on a dude?
Howard's saying is
the girl he crushed on.
A girl he crushed on
is with a guy.
Is with
gay.
A dude.
Okay, gotcha.
Who's gay?
But everyone says he's straight and are bisexual, but most likely gay.
If you're bisexual, you're gay.
So Howard says, "Come on,
that's
I know a lot of gay guys.
Me. Sorry,
I know a lot of gay guys who say they either fucked him or know a guy who fucked him. I also know her mom, and my mama doesn't buy it, and she doesn't want them having sex because of his past. Come on, son.
He's gay.
Look, I'm not laughing because he's been fucking.
You should
dudes.
Laugh. He's fucking
well,
gay.
Well, he's like, well, he's not. He's fucking dudes. That's fine. It's just, I guess I'm laughing at the backwards, like just being shady about the whole shit. Because like, oh, I know some dudes that's been fucking him. Hey, come on.
Lots of dudes.
I'm gonna be honest, I was drunk one night.
And that's the interesting thing. Like, okay,
I'm not gay. He sucked my dick.
There's that old joke that people tell about, you know, you can do this, this, and this, and this, and this, but you suck one dick, and now everyone thinks you're gay. Like, a couple comics have done that joke. Well, in this case,
there's multiple.
You're gay for years and years and years, and then you just say, I'm not gay no more, or you have sex with a woman, and everyone's like, oh, he's straight now, or at worst, bisexual.
No, if you're bisexual, you're gay. For men, I've always believed that. For women, I don't think it works. I don't think it works even remotely the same. But for men, yeah, just be gay.
Well, I think you're
society.
I think you can like both.
Right? I don't think as a man you can.
Why is that?
I don't think the spectrum. I think there's like they say there's a spectrum. I don't think the spectrum works the same for both sexes. I don't think anything works the same for both sexes. I think one thing works one way for one sex, and one thing works another way for another sex. And I'm okay with that. just like men are different. Men are from Mars, women from Venus. And I'm doing a jack off sign when I say that, people. So as far as women being bisexual, I completely see that. Everybody knows, you know, women, like, they grab each other's ass, they feel each other's titties,
right.
You know, and it's just a different, because women take different things out of sex than men. Men take the physical act out of sex.
But there can be effeminate men who are more in touch with that side of themselves.
Yeah, so. I don't
and see, be bisexual.
I don't see anything wrong with it. I just feel like, look, if you're bisexual, you're gay, just be gay.
Well, why would you just be gay? Why would you just limit someone?
Yeah. Like, yeah, I'm not gonna. I mean, you're fine. Off, you do that. Be gay, though.
But you're kind of cutting off the other 50% that he kind of still wants every once in a while. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah. I don't. Yeah, I would say if you're bisexual, I think men are capable of being bisexual.
Okay, you do. Yeah,
right. But I wouldn't say like I'm gonna like. His mama called him gay. I'm gonna call him gay. Like, you know, if someone called himself bisexual, I'm not just gonna say you're actually gay, but you fuck women. You're bisexual.
Let me ask you a question, son. You have a penis in your mouth, and it wasn't in a forced capacity in prison. Depending on the answer. Hey man, anything goes in prison, dog. You gotta do what you gotta do to survive.
So prison's the line.
You gotta do what you gotta do to survive in prison sometimes.
So you're telling me that if you want, God forbid, you go to prison and you gotta be like, look, I just keep it away from my eyes.
Nah, not me. But I say,
hey,
not all right, me,
all right. You say not
boldly, but hey, I mean, man, if 10 dudes hem you up in the bathroom and put the bricks to you, and I can fight. I can't fight a whole fucking prison block.
Well, but like, don't forget though, at prison, at some point, like, you get worn down to the point you'd be like, look, I just don't want to get beat up no more. Just
That's how it happens.
Just you're on cell block D. You know what the D
that's
stands
how it
for?
You never watch any of them prison things?
Stands
yeah,
for
you watch them on YouTube. Just that's like, exactly how it happens.
And they come out and they're like, as long as I don't see, I can't even go back to my hood because six of those dudes were in there.
Yeah,
you know, like,
yeah.
But there's like, is that guy still gay or is he now bisexual?
I don't think that guy's gay. I think that guy did what he had to do to survive.
So we don't call him gay. We just call him a survivor then.
Yeah.
There's another category.
The prison, that's a whole...
There's another category called prison gay.
Yeah.
Which is just basically that. You have no choice. No one has a choice. And the sex drive actually takes over.
Overpowers you.
Yeah. You know, it's like those frogs that can turn from male to female when there's no females around. They can just spontaneously
I'm not talking about
change.
A dude that gets turned out and now he's got a wig on. I ain't talking about that.
Hey, you look, that's the kind of stuff I'm scared of in general for prison because, like, you don't know what's going to happen to you until you're in a situation.
You don't know how you're going
to
react.
I don't want to.
You could be Wesley Snipes in Undisputed. And you could be the fighter, or you could be like the gay dudes in a penitentiary.
You end up being too Wong Fu.
Yeah. I mean, you don't know how it's going to end for you.
So, but
stay out of jail, kids.
like every dude thinks he can fight, that he can fight and do it. And, you know, I'm going to hold my own and I'm protect myself. Oh,
there's a daughter here. This is a sensitive conversation.
I have no illusions about prison.
Well, if you're Howard here, all right, he knows, everyone's like, oh, this guy's straight or maybe bisexual. Howard's like, I know multiple dudes that nail this guy on a regular basis.
That guy's gay.
Now, Howard's childhood crush is with this guy. Right.
Yeah.
Howard's just like looking from afar, like, oh, this is kind of bullshit.
Yes.
When does Howard step in? Should he? If let's say they're going to get married, does he come up to her and say, look, I know that your man.
She knows.
She might.
She
know.
Knows. If they went
she
to the knows. Same church or whatever, or they even in the same community, she knows.
Is it ever his place to divulge that
or to
voice his concerns?
I mean,
no.
Her delusion is her own. She's going to let go of it when she wants to.
No. Maybe she wants a gay guy. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. Maybe she wants a guy.
I mean, maybe there's nothing wrong with that at all.
There's a daughter.
She knows that. Don't stop going.
Oh, okay.
I thought maybe she was... Okay. Randolph's daughter is... she's very interested in this particular conversation. She hasn't left the room in a while. We also have a couple of emails that we'll get to on Thursday. Monique and somebody else, too.
Cool.
Let me see who's.
I don't know. That still scares me, man. That's a thought. Like I have like nightmares about prison, and always just from the beginning to end, how I get arrested all the way to the point where I'm like thrown in prison for my first day.
And because of that?
Not because of that. Just in general. Just like, yo, I'm just walking down the street or something, or I just like show me your left arm and I show my right arm by accident because I'm panicked and it's got a little scratch on it and like, oh, you're the guy we're looking for, and from there I'm like staring down the dude in the shower like, all right, look, as long as you don't. Past these two showers,
you got to
like,
join a gang. I think there's a window in prison. You got to join a gang. Yeah, for you maybe Muslims. There's probably a Jamaican gang. Romaine could probably join the Jamaican gang.
I mean, this, I mean,
they can talk about
got,
how to.
They got a couple of things. I mean, Bobby Shmurda's part of the whole
Bobby thing. Shmurda. They could talk about how to make oxtail with an iron. If you want to do that.
I don't even want to know how they like smuggle oxtail into.
Oh, you
into
don't want to know. You that, definitely don't want
to
know.
I'm
where.
Going. I'm going right to the Muslims.
Muslims.
Yep. I'm going right to the Muslims.
Right to the Muslims.
Salam alaikum, brothers.
Because you can't play on. A middle guy. You can't play a middleman, and that's.
Yeah, because you can't just be Andy Klein, quiet guy who sits in his cell,
down with everybody,
reads his computer books and yeah. and writes.
No, there are guys like
jokes.
That.
No,
there are guys
not
like
in prison because they're gonna be like, oh, really? You want to join no gang? And they're like, you ain't got no affiliation. Well, now we're gonna rape you.
No, there are guys. There are guys. You use your humor. You like Tim Allen said, he was in jail.
You're real funny. Come on here for a second. Let me talk to you.
And he used his humor, the power of jokes.
Keep telling yourself that. Keep telling yourself that.
It's going to start with them just coming up to you. Tell me a joke, Andy. What?
Gather around, guys. Hey, what's going on? Where are you guys from? All right, what are you in for? You start doing crowd work. You insult the wrong guy.
Insult the wrong guy.
What's up with that haircut? Now you're folded up all the time.
Now you're folding up in a cell. That's how that shit goes.
I would definitely try the non-gang route. I would give that a shot. I wouldn't immediately join a gang. I'd be like, I got this. I can overcome this. And then like 6 hours in, probably be in a gang. Like, that was a bad first 5 hours.
What gang are you in? I'm in the not get raped gang. Whatever gang that is.
Maybe I'll start my own gang. I don't really have leadership qualities to start a gang, I don't think. That takes a special kind of person.
You gotta be down to fight.
To start a gang.
you gotta be part of the group that like cooks or in the wood shop or something.
Yeah, the guy in the library.
You gotta be the guy who gets stuff. You gotta be Red. You gotta be the Morgan Freeman character and I can get stuff.
Right.
So no one mess with you because everybody's gonna need something. I need some. I need this knife to come in.
Yeah.
I'm gonna need. Hey, can you get me anything with a swastika on it?
Yeah.
Because I'm in joining a gang, the Aryan Nation. So some swastika related memorabilia.
That's be you. You had to get things for people.
I don't really want
to. I can get you stuff.
I don't want to join the Aryans. Who am I gonna? I don't know. I'll just not go to jail. How about that?
That's probably the best plan of all.
I'll try to avoid committing crimes that will put me in jail.
No jail time.
I try not to.
Well, I never end up
rape 16 women.
Yeah, I was about to say.
Bill Cosby wouldn't have to join a gang. He could get off by his humor alone. Bill Cosby in jail.
Probably
no one's fucking Bill Cosby.
Maybe no one. You know what it is? Cosby's going to work in the kitchen. And everyone's going to be knocked out at lunch. That's what's going to happen. nothing's going to get done. So he's going to be like, all right,
they're
well.
They're so passive since Cos started cooking the meals.
We hadn't talked about this.
The Bill Cosby thing?
Yeah. We kind of been staying away from it, letting the story kind of unfold. But
man.
I think it's reached its zenith now.
It percolated.
What I wanted to put up with is, I think it's kind of reached its zenith. What I wanted to put up was, look. You know the scene from The Cosby Show where they're singing for the grandparents' anniversary?
Yeah.
Okay. I was going to put that scene up and then ask, knowing what you know now about Bill Cosby, does this change your enjoyment of this scene? Does it? That's the question you need to ask yourself. Does it change your enjoyment of that scene?
It's still a good scene.
Or the challenging challenge.
Yeah.
Does it change your enjoyment of those scenes? Do you change how you feel about The Cosby Show, which is the moment in time for everybody? There were shows before that and there were shows after that. But the moment in time, does it change how you feel about that? It doesn't for me. You know, it doesn't for me. I'll still watch it. I'll say this. I mean, I paid money to go see Cosby like 2 years ago, the day after Father's Day. I won't give him any money again. But I feel the same way about R. Kelly. If I'm in the car and R. Kelly comes on, I don't just go, oh, fucking turn it off. I don't do that.
Yeah, I mean,
if it's in the club, I'll get up and dance to it.
Step in the Name of Love is a good dance.
I won't buy any more music from R. Kelly.
Because you know,
and I won't go see him in concert.
Of course.
That's my personal decision.
I mean, Cosby didn't. I'm not saying that he didn't do it. Honestly, I'm not.
Oh, he did it. He did it. We all know he did it.
And
he did at least some of it.
Yeah. Some of them I don't believe, like Janice Dickinson. Just some about her makes me not believe
it. Well, but I mean, she might not be trend hopping because there's a clip of her on Howard Stern from 06.
Yeah, yeah.
Saying she wouldn't say it, but she was like, just trust me, he's a bad person. He,
yeah.
You know, so it's like, well, she wasn't just trying to cash in back then.
I think she's nuts, so I don't really trust her. Right. But, you know, the
well, what made her nuts? Getting raped.
Yeah, could be.
You know?
Could be. I don't know. Or is it like chicken versus the egg? Was she crazy and that's why he went at her? Or did him going at her make her crazy?
Well, both scenarios are him raping her, though.
Yeah.
So, I mean, he can't
I mean, there's no question he did it.
He did.
A guy like that.
To me, there's no question.
A guy who preys on women and over and over again, he knows how to pick them.
Yeah.
You know, he knows how to pick the vulnerable ones. And that's why, you know, he'd pick the younger ones, the starving actresses, the
all
models,
white.
The ambitious
and again, all white models, white
one
models.
Black woman. There's one black woman.
Well, yeah, the girl who was on Law & Order SVU.
No, she said that he was inappropriate with her, but he never got to that point.
There's a girl, the one in LA, she's like a district attorney. And then there's another girl who worked on The Cosby Show and said he did some shit that was inappropriate. And then I kind of put the brakes on.
That's the girl from Law & Order SVU. If you look at her, she looks white. She's very light-skinned.
All the black women to a point.
She's lighter than me. She's very light-skinned.
Yeah.
She's like your color.
Like, all the black women to a point were like, what are you doing? And it was inappropriate, but it stopped at a point. Right. You know what I mean? But all the white women, it was kind of like, oh, this is oh, Cosby's such a safe guy. We see him on TV, and we're just like... I don't know.
There's less street smarts.
Yeah, I guess there's less.
But again, he knows how to pick them.
He knows how to.
Yeah.
You know, he knows how to pick a girl whose parents are okay with her flying to another state.
Exactly.
To just
hang
out with Bill Cosby.
You're flying with Bill Cosby, so you think.
Because he's America's
nothing's
dad.
Nothing's bad's going to happen.
He's American. He's
America's magical Negro.
Yeah. I mean, but the thing is, he's the black community's Donald Sterling, in a way. You know what I mean? Like, he's that guy where we're just like, oh, he's. Cosby doing his shit again.
The problem I have with it is, and like Hannibal, I don't blame Hannibal for everybody talk shit about Hannibal, but Hannibal was right when Hannibal nailed it. You know, you run around preaching young black kids, pull your pants up, stop doing this, stop doing that.
Do this with your kids.
Blah blah blah. Excuse me, I gotta go give this bitch some Leonard Part 7.
I gotta. My pill dealer just called.
I had to write that joke because of Gregorio Pedroza. By the way, shout out to Gregorio. I got a little baby on the way. Plus, I'm trying to go straight. I'm a baby's mama. Out on a date. Gregorio's got a baby coming. So shout out to Gregorio Pedroza.
So
Andy will have a new
I will be
whatever.
Related to Gregorio's child.
Forever, yeah.
In some way. I don't know what the, I guess, I don't
your
know.
Your nephew. Your second...
I'm the great uncle.
Well, great uncle, basically.
But it's half. Like, there's no
doesn't
such thing
matter.
As half uncle.
Take that out.
Or half.
You're gonna go black people style. You just take that out.
Everyone's a cousin.
You take the complete half out of your complete out of the. Also, shout out to Aaron Johnson, listener of ours. He sent me a thing. Help, nigga, help! I pray to God that I have a son. My fiance is Prego. I can't have a little light skinned daughter since my wife is Irish. Mm. I'm not trying to raise a daughter. I sent him back. I said, all you can do is pray, brother.
Try to raise a daughter.
Yo, you think Cosby's going to get any time or anything? I mean,
no, there's no way to prove his stuff at this point.
No, plus statute of limitations is out on everything.
Unless he does it again.
Yeah, I mean,
and he's still working.
He apparently
got a standing ovation last night at a show, and he's going to keep working. People are going to decide. If people want to pay money to go see him, I don't have a problem with that. I'm not going to stand around protesting one way or the other. I'm not going to give no more of my money, and I'm still going to enjoy the Cosby Show.
Because we were all talking about this yesterday after the show. We just kind of got together, hanging out, and we're like, yo, Cosby came up, and we were just like, yo, his money's too long for anything to really happen to him anyway.
Well, that's why he's been able to run out the clock.
Right.
For 30 years.
Like,
because he's had power and money.
Power and money.
He's going to take it to the grave.
Yeah, he's pre Oprah money. Like everyone's like, oh, Oprah so probably has money. Like, he's pre Oprah. He had money when the dollar was really still worth something.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, he has money since that time. You know? And then people started posting up his Spanish fly joke.
Yeah. Bill Cosby talked about drugging women.
Yeah,
back in 1969.
It's a joke, but like
somebody tried to talk shit about Hannibal. Hannibal talked about a woman raping him.
Yeah, but he didn't rape anyone.
Exactly. Like, as far as we know,
equivalent.
As far as we know, Hannibal hasn't raped anybody.
Exactly.
No one's accused him of raping anybody. So shut the fuck up. Mister, I'm trying to get some clicks to my website.
Right. And also, don't do that. Don't start pointing the finger and then yelling rape. That's scary for a dude. That is very scary for a dude. Like, you know,
well, that's why there's a lot of defensiveness on like these Facebook arguments. People trying to defend Cosby just based on, you can't like basically question the motives of all the women. Like, what are they cashing in? Like, yeah, they
there's
like they
no
really
cashing in. Like, you don't get nothing.
The
cash in,
the cash in is the book deal.
Yeah.
So Janet Dickinson wrote a book, and in 06, that's why she was talking about it on Howard Stern. She said, the only story I couldn't tell was Bill Cosby because the publisher was afraid of his lawyers.
Yeah.
And he was like, what's the story? And she was like, just, he was bad. So she didn't want to say it. But I would imagine if someone tries to write that book now, they're going to get sued by Bill Cosby. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, what's the all they're doing is opening themselves up to ridicule.
Here's the thing about Bill Cosby that is somebody pointed out right now. If none of this was, all this was lies, he'd be suing people right now.
Right.
You know, but he's, his lawyers stay down. They're strong. True. She's got strong lawyers, and he's got bottomless dollars. If he really wanted this to stop, he'd just be suing people left and right. If it wasn't true, but if you sue somebody, you got to go into court, and there's going to be a deposition.
You're going to be scrutinized.
There's going to be a deposition. You got to give up everything.
And with all the hate that's going on, like a lot of like female comics are just posting just angry post after post.
They,
and I'm like,
they can.
All right,
I don't have a problem.
Like
with
you can, and you can be mad, and you can be like, you go, oh, this is what happens when these kind of guys. But I'm like, yo, this is Cosby. He's 77. He's still with his wife. He can still pull a 25-year-old.
Yeah.
Where his, like, Cosby can, like, okay, so you mad at this rape. You
well, know, he had a love child years ago.
Yeah.
They swept that under the rug, too.
I don't have a problem with anybody.
Here's the one I do have a problem with. Me and Chris Lamberth were talking about this just yesterday, is when a comedian comes out and says, you shouldn't criticize him because he's a comedian, you're a comedian. Well, let me get this straight. Because I do a job and you do a job, you do something fucked up in your job, and I can't say anything about that.
We're community.
Because we do the same job. That's fucking stupid. Are you serious?
Guys. Don't tear them down.
It's fucking stupid. That's stupid.
Yeah.
And by the way, you're allowed to criticize anything else as a comedian but other comedians.
But other comedians. That's fucking stupid. I hate that, and I've been preaching about that for a long time now. You can't say you don't like a comedian's joke. You can't say you don't like the shit comedians talk about on stage. You can't say you don't like the shit they post on Twitter. You can't say I don't like the shit you post on Facebook. I don't like your fucking Instagram pictures. You can't say none of that. Here's what also you can't say. I like the fact that you rape like 16, 17 bitches, and those are the ones we know of. You can't say that. Are you stupid? Because we're in the same profession, I'm not supposed to be able to say these things? Fuck out of my face with that bullshit, man. I hate that shit. I hate it. I hate comics who say that shit. I hate it.
Because just keep it real. They don't want to take sides and open themselves up to scrutiny. Because what if Bill Cosby helps me in comedy later and then he realizes
he's
that I talked
not about
him? What if he trolls my Facebook feed and he's like, I was going to give you a sitcom, but I saw what you said about me.
He's not. First of all, you ain't that funny. That's number one. Number two, he's not.
You can't say they're not that funny. See,
exactly.
You're doing it again.
Exactly.
You know,
that's mean.
In the current context.
Hate that
Randolph,
shit.
That's so
think
mean.
About the
monster.
The pitch for the Cosby Show in the current context. So the pitch for the show is basically, all right, here's this like 50-year-old black dude with a bunch of girls in his house who are really light-skinned. And he plays a doctor who's particularly concerned with vaginas. How about that, NBC? Can we make that show? That's the Cosby Show. He's a pussy doctor. He's got all these light-skinned girls running around his house. That tells you a lot about Bill Cosby right there. Subconsciously, he was telling on himself with that show. Yeah, I'm a doctor who just, you know, I stick my hands in vaginas a lot. That's going to be like character.
There's going to be a Lifetime show about this whole shit. It's going to be called the Cosby Allegations. That's all. That's all it is. Just a very, very law-like.
What was very telling was Rosie Perez on The View. I saw a clip somewhere where she was telling Rosie, and she was like, Rosie was like obviously very much against it. Rosie O'Donnell was against it. Rosie Perez was like, well, I just felt like it wasn't my business. I'm like, and that's the problem right there. People turn a blind eye because you say, well, it wasn't my business, so I'm not going to do anything. That's the problem right there. That's the whole problem for me. Is that people just turn a blind eye.
Good luck, girls.
Yeah.
I'm going to get a sandwich.
Basically.
He doesn't like Puerto Ricans. Fuck it. I'm walking away.
That's the basic. That's basically.
I got to go put on some boxing gloves and learn my steps.
Whoopi Goldberg was like, well, I don't think there's any problems here. I'm like, well, you don't like dark-skinned girls with dreads. So you're right, okay.
No eyebrows.
No eyebrows. Naturally hairless. Yeah, you're
what,
fine.
What happened to her eyebrows?
He likes
She's
them
naturally hairless.
Oh. He likes them when he looks startled.
Except for on top of her
That's
head.
That's why.
Is that, are those her real dreads, though? That could be a wig.
No, that's her. She's
had real dreads.
Yeah, who knows? You never
years.
Know.
That's just, how you going, I don't understand the drugging of women. And
no, that, you know what it is? It's a fetish. Yeah. He enjoys there's something about him that enjoys sex with a woman who's kind of in that unconscious state. Because right. He could and probably did.
By the way, you can go pay for that.
Probably,
exactly.
He probably got laid a lot.
And you're Cosby, yeah. man. Like, you know, like
Richard Pryor wrote about in his book, meeting up with Cosby with different women.
Yeah, just how like the pudding alone, pudding money.
The pudding.
Did, like he's been in girls' eyes since electric money. Like,
the pudding fortune.
The pudding money. That's hilarious.
You know, he got what picture pages? He got electric company money.
Oh, he's got all that shit.
He's got
money.
Let's do it again.
I spy money. Let's do it again. Uptown Saturday Night.
But again,
exactly, piece of the action.
The guy who's the loudest about being clean and being clean cut
and
portraying your image a certain way might have some demons.
Yeah,
he's skeletons.
Like instead of killing white women.
Have you seen that one? Have you seen that clip?
No, it's long.
Watch this.
The Sony A6000.
After the commercial. This is the AP clip. The AP, they'll explain it in the video. You got
to
watch it, though.
If I go to like Yahoo or AOL and I click on something and a commercial comes on, I immediately click it off.
Don't you hate it when the commercial plays but the video then doesn't?
Not watching that.
NBC says it has scrapped a Bill Cosby comedy that was under development. The second outlet within a day to put off or abandon a Cosby project after another sexual assault allegation against the comic emerged. It is against that backdrop that the Associated Press is showing for the first time a new portion of an interview with Cosby, taped on November 6th in Washington. The interview centered around an art exhibit. At the end of the interview, Cosby was asked about long circulated accusations of sexual
assault from November
6th. And recent criticism from comedian Hannibal Buress. This is that exchange.
What about the extra black people?
I have to ask about your name coming up in the news recently regarding this comedian.
No, we don't answer that.
Okay. I just wanted to ask if you wanted to respond at all about whether any of that was true.
We don't believe you. You need more people.
Okay. Can I ask you if, with the persona that people know about Bill Cosby, should they believe anything differently about what...
There is no comment about that.
Okay.
Awkward.
And I'll tell you why.
Okay.
I think you were told. I don't want to compromise your integrity, but I don't talk about it.
As the interview wound down, Cosby then continued the conversation. The camera was still running, and Cosby and his wife were wearing lapel microphones.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
I appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Now, can I get something from you?
What's that?
That none of that will be shown?
I can't promise that myself, but you didn't say anything.
I know I didn't say anything. But I'm asking your integrity that since I didn't want to say anything, but I did answer you in terms of I don't want to say anything, of what value will it have?
I don't think it will.
Ma'am? What'd you say?
Sorry?
What did you say?
I don't think it has any value either.
Yeah.
And I would appreciate it if it was scuttled.
I hear you. I will tell that to my editors. And I think that they will understand.
Well, I think if you want to consider yourself to be serious,
mm-hmm.
that it will not appear anywhere.
Okay. I appreciate what you've asked.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And we thought, by the way, because it was AP, that it wouldn't be necessary to go over that question with you.
And we haven't written about this at all in the past 2 months, and but they want, you know, my boss is wanting me to ask.
If you will just tell your boss, the reason why we didn't say that up front was because we thought that AP had the integrity to not ask.
And you just want to lecture now
on that.
No, that's what he does.
You guys should have integrity.
TV writers for the AP in Los Angeles.
Does it just keep going like this?
It's like another 30 seconds.
Lynn Elbert, and we're not addressing it. So she said fine, and just closed it off.
Okay.
And I think you need to get on the phone with his person immediately.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Since that AP interview, two women...
You need to get on the phone if you have integrity.
Okay, here's the thing.
He's trying to pull rank on
personally
it.
For me, I don't have a problem with what anybody did in the situation. I don't have a problem with what anybody was doing. I don't have a problem with what the reporter did. The reporter's doing his job.
Right.
He's trying to ferret out the questions. No one told him not to ask, so he's asking. I don't have a problem with that. I don't have a problem with Bill Cosby trying to direct things around and trying not to answer the question. I don't have a problem with Bill Cosby trying to get them to excise and stuff. I don't have a problem with anybody doing anything that they did in a situation. I also don't have a problem with this footage coming out because you gave it up when you sat down in that chair. So I don't have a problem with any of it from anybody's angle. I still think he did it. I don't not think he did it now.
Well, a lot of that is that if you know what's good for you.
Yeah.
If you have integrity,
he's doing what he has to do to try to protect himself.
Right.
That's
motherfucker, you did it.
Yeah. But like when he's like, hey, you got to scuttle this, and he goes, I can't say anything. Or even when he's asked the two follow-up questions, he's like, we're not, no comment. Yeah. Like, at that point, you already know you're not getting anything out of him. Why even bother?
Because that's his job.
That's his
got to try to figure out a way to ask again.
Well, Bill Cosby actually did speak on it, like yesterday, because this
on this.
Well, here's the article from Florida Today, because he did a show in Florida last night.
Yeah, I remember. Yeah,
embattled comedian
got a standing audition. Standing ovation.
Embattled comedian and actor Bill Cosby. Normally, when you hear embattled comedian, it's like Cat Williams. So Bill Cosby gets the same prefix now as Cat Williams. Embattled comedian and actor Bill Cosby told Florida Today before his scheduled show tonight at the King Center in Melbourne that recent offers of cash and prizes to heckle his performance only feed a frat house mentality. I think some radio station was like, hey, guys, go heckle Cos.
Freebird.
The quote from him, I guess this is a real quote.
Freebird.
The quote is, so today I was informed of this radio station that is offering money for people to stand up and heckle in order to collect prizes and money. The thing is, these people are prodding and pushing people and asking people to have a frat house mentality. Now, suppose someone brings a weapon or decided to do more foolishness, there would be announcements made at the stations, made some disclaimers, but what if people don't listen? What if they entice violence? That's not good for anyone. When you go to a civil rights march or something like that, at least there are meetings and some organization to it, blah, blah, blah. I know people are tired of me not saying anything, but a guy doesn't have to answer to innuendos. People should fact check. People shouldn't have to go through that and shouldn't answer to innuendos. That's all he said on it. It's not really innuendo. It's an accusation. But so he's going to keep – he's got a tour. He's on tour.
Yeah, he's touring right now.
So he's going to keep having to deal with that. Because every time he goes on stage, there's going to be like a little bootleg clip of Bill Cosby was on stage last night, and he didn't talk about raping girls. He talked about his kids and his wife and his life, but he didn't talk about raping girls. And in the next
city, talk about raping women. Make that funny, Bill.
I thought rape jokes weren't funny, though. But you can't have both.
Rape is never funny.
You know, if there weren't so many rape jokes, Bill Cosby wouldn't have raped these girls. You know, it's rape culture. It starts with jokes. It begins at the jokes. Which is the funny thing I posted on Facebook about that. All these people who were like, there's never a time for a rape joke. I'm like, really? Because you didn't say shit about all the Cosby memes going on last week.
Yep.
All the zippity-doo-dah, zippity-bop, I'm going to rape a girl pictures of Cosby. Rape. I checked Lindy West's Twitter feed. I checked Sadie Doyle. I checked Jamie Kilstein. Not one peep about hey, this should be, we should stop making these rape jokes about Bill Cosby. These are all still jokes about rape.
Right.
Yeah.
Did he put trigger warnings before the memes?
No.
No, no, no.
Jezebel posted an article because they, you know, with, articles now are just compilations of tweets. So Jezebel was like, Bill Cosby did a meme generator on his website and it backfired.
That's pretty fucking funny.
And so he took it down 2 days later.
Pretty fucking
here's
funny.
A
First
collection.
Of all, he didn't put it up and he didn't take it down.
No, someone else did. And so, but they're like, here's a collection of all the memes. And it's like a picture of Cosby like with a hat on. Found my rape hat.
Yeah.
Or a picture of Cosby doing something else. Like,
that
you know,
one was stupid.
Blah, blah, blah. I'm going to rape you. You know, it's just, it was just all that. And then at the last line of the article underneath like eight of these pictures was like, of course, being Twitter, some of the jokes just turned into just bad rape jokes. But... like, no, all of them.
All
were.
Of them are rape jokes. And you just like clicks. Some of them.
So Jezebel is basically reveling in rape jokes.
Yeah, all of them are rape jokes. You just like some of them.
You just
like
them.
Like some of them. I did one when Gregorio put up a thing on his feed, which I thought was pretty clever of Gregorio to say. I'm so I can find it here. Gregorio put up a thing. He said people are doing all these jokes about these different movies until somebody does a movie about Ghost Dad or Leonard Part 6 and puts that in. Come talk to me when you do that.
Well, he has a hot dog and he's flailing that around in the Leonard Part 6?
Yeah, he was like, until you do that joke. So I put up, I'm feeling woozy. What are you putting in my drink, Leonard? Part 7? Now you about to get some of this Part 8. Said Bill Cosby rape joke inspired by Gregorio Pedroza.
8 inches.
You about to get some of this Part 8.
You just made a rape joke.
Yeah.
That see, people are fine with.
Let's do it again. That would be my joke. I would use let's do it again. Because the whole point of that movie was putting Bootley Farnsworth under a spell so he can fight better.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. So now, and Cosby generally puts women under spells so they can't fight. So they can't fight back.
Jimmy Walker, by the way, Bootney Farnsworth.
Waking up in the middle of the gym in the locker room, just like, where am I? What happened? You know you wanted to fight.
Why am I
really?
Half naked? Why is my ass hurt? There's a cab waiting. Get the hell out of here.
Throw some cash.
I won't answer to innuendos. Hey Bill, why does my ass hurt? What day is this? I will not answer to innuendos.
I answer innuendos, just some cash.
You get on out of here.
Get out of here, kid. I'll call you in a few days next fight.
Get out of here, Bootney. Get out of here, champ.
I got to go film an episode of my pussy doctor show called Cosby. I got a pussy doctor and I have a lawyer.
That was before. That was his I Spy years.
I have a lawyer in the house.
I Spy.
Right.
Something, some pussy.
Something unconscious.
Him and Robert Culp. I Spy.
I Spy something. Something I can take advantage of.
I spy years.
I'm a pussy doctor who has his own lawyer.
I spy a clear liquid. It's tasteless, colorless.
I think you know.
Well, look, maybe Cosby.
Stop telling people how they're supposed to feel, Jezebel.
Maybe he had low T. And then his doctor gave.
I don't think he's ever had low tea in his life.
His doctor gave him some tea, and he was like, "No, I got a rape."
I think Cosby's tea is just fine. His tea is on 9,000.
Just don't drink the tea that he offers you.
No,
shit.
Man. Yeah, this is. I mean, there were people on Facebook like, "Is he going to kill himself?" Like, I don't know if that's going to happen.
He's not going to kill himself.
I don't think he's going to. I think he's going to try to not go away, and it's not going to work. And
it's going to go away.
Well, he's trying to wait it out.
I give him about 6 months. Six to 8 months. No joke. Because, first of all, the internet is, they're ADD. Straight ADD.
Like, that's true. Yeah, but like, this
every once in a while, it might come back and peek its head, but then people are just going to keep scrolling by and go, oh, yeah, I forgot this exists.
Problem is he's 77, so he can't wait that long. You know, like, everyone's like, but Mike Tyson has a cartoon about him now.
Mike Tyson went to jail and got out.
Tyson went to jail. First of all, Mike Tyson.
And I personally never believed he raped that
guy. Well, that's the big thing. First of all, he only raped one girl.
Yeah.
Second of all, a lot of people do think he's innocent.
Yeah.
And very few people think Cosby's innocent. And third of all, he did, like, you know, go to jail and then come back and rehabilitate himself for what that's worth.
This country loves redemption.
They love that.
Yeah. They love redemption in this country.
What about Roman Polanski?
Roman Polanski ass raped a young girl
13.
And left this country.
Drugged her,
ass raped her. We probably got drugs from Cosby. Ass raped her and left. Hey, man, try this shit out, Roman. And left the country and never came back.
Yeah.
So that's what about Roman Polanski.
That'd be some shit if there was like a collective of just, hey, man, I got the newest joint.
That was when it started to turn me around on Whoopi Goldberg. She was defending Roman Polanski.
He got a big... That was the year, a few years back, when Michael Moore won the documentary, won the Oscar for Fahrenheit 9/11. And he comes out and he gives his speech and he's like, "Our government is a bunch of liars," and he gets like booed.
Yeah.
That same telecast is when they gave Roman Polanski a standing ovation. Yeah. I'm like, really, people?
Roman Polanski a standing ovation. And what's always funny to me is these women. What time are we at?
108, 109.
We got a few minutes. What's always funny to me is these women who jump to defend. Okay, I don't know if you UVA graduates know this, but University of Virginia apparently is rape central. Apparently. There was two articles.
Applied.
One was in Rolling Stone, which I read. But then I'm flipping through the newspaper today, and I'm like, holy shit, they're talking about opening up investigations now based on this girl's rape. This girl got horrifically raped at a frat party, and the whole university...
Like a gang rape, right?
Yeah, she got gang raped at a frat party. She was like 19. It just got to college. She'd have been in college for like 2 weeks. A very attractive dude asked her out. She went to the party, drug in the room, raped her. Like him and his frat brothers.
Brother.
Raped her.
Bro.
Okay, and then she told her friends. They were like, well, you shouldn't say anything. That's it. Blah, 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 blah. Started falling apart. Went and told the dean. At some point, she started cutting classes and her grade points, and the dean talked to her. She told her mother to come pick her up. The mother and her went to go talk to the dean. The dean basically presented her with three options. You can go to the police. I don't think that's going to do.
Easy way and hard way.
You can go to the student board and talk about it, or I can bring the boys in who did it, and they can apologize to you. Those are the three options she was.
They can apologize.
Yeah. None of those three options serve any purpose. Besides the police... who, by the way, may be in the university's pocket.
Yeah.
You know, because she was like...
So she had... Wait, so the
college
third option...
Like that too.
The third option is, we're going to bring these 15 dudes who raped you, gang raped you in. They're all going to say, I'm sorry. And then, you're good? You shake hands?
That's basically... Yeah, because the boys...
That's ridiculous.
The boys... And I think she didn't understand, but I understand it, that... Those deans at the university, they don't serve the kids. They serve the university.
Right? They don't want the university and the papists.
Exactly.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, I'm not saying that they don't care either. It's just their constituents are a higher priority to them. More like we need to get some people to, you know, our alumni to give it money.
Yeah.
They're not going to give money for not having
So guess where my daughter won't be going to school? The university.
And college towns are like that because they want people to come into the college towns a lot.
Yeah. Well, so, I mean, you can rape children. Penn State, and a whole program will look the other way.
Right.
You know, a whole university will look the other way until the shit bubbles up, and then they don't got no choice but look at
Imagine, I mean, Jerry Sandusky dodged a bullet because he was pre-meme culture.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Imagine
yeah.
all the memes.
Yeah.
I mean, we missed out on some great riffing on rape jokes.
There were some cool things maybe here and there on, like, some... Darknet or 4chan places, but other than they didn't
leave the hashtags that we could have had, man.
You know what always makes me laugh is the other. I say laugh, but I mean laugh ironically. Is the other girls who tell the victim, "Well, you know, it's just how it should be."
It was a good party. Otherwise,
it's okay.
But that
always,
which is weird, because like
darkly amuses me.
when I was going to college, you know, and you're getting new friends, you're figuring out what's going on around campus and whatnot. And so, hey, you going to the frat party? And even the other guys that aren't in the frat were kind of looking around like, are you sure we want to go? Because like, not even that we think anything's going to happen to us, but if anything happens there, you don't want to be a face that someone might remember.
They point the finger at you.
Like, you can be chilling in the back by yourself.
Yeah.
And it's like, I just remember this one dude, this last dude I saw before I went to the kitchen.
Yeah.
Then it's your face and everybody's rape mind. You're like, oh, man, I can't be that guy.
Now you the rapist.
Yeah.
You know,
that's not...
Well, then
cool,
it goes
man.
Into also, this, people are like with Cosby, like, why didn't these girls say anything at the time? They might have if someone was like, well, we'll take it up in-house.
We'll take care of it.
Yeah, don't worry about it.
Or you have the other fear of, if you do say something, you'll
shamed.
Be destroyed.
Yeah.
You'll be destroyed.
So, or like, well, you went back and hung out with him again after, like, because he had some kind of power over them, because there's a few of those stories. And so, obviously, the rape doesn't count.
Yeah.
You know, like you canceled that out. It doesn't count if you went back and hung out with him.
Right, we have this big thing, this big debate about rape culture now. Personally, I don't believe that the United States has a culture of rape. You know who has a culture of rape? India. Mm-hmm. They got a culture of rape. We don't have that in this country.
Rape is taken seriously here.
People go to jail for rape. What we have is a culture of crime in this country. Rape happens to be a crime, and we have a culture of crime.
Well, I think the idea of rape culture comes down to these UVA things where it's like, well, the girl's not taken seriously.
Let me finish.
Boys be boys.
Let me finish. We have police departments who are full of Neanderthal men. I'm not going to deny that. But there are a lot of men sitting in jail for rape right now. You go to India or someplace like that, there's no going to jail for rape. No. Basically, like, a town has to decide to kill the guy. That's usually what happens. Like, and the town tears a guy apart. It's like, there's no more. This guy's raped too many, or he'll rape a child repeatedly over time. And they're like, all right, let's fucking kill this dude. But to go to jail, that doesn't happen. But what we do have in this country is institutions in this country that are supposed to be stellar institutions that do have a culture of rape. The military does have a culture of rape. That can't even be a question. Universities have a culture of rape. Colleges with good high schools with good sports teams.
Comedy clubs.
Definitely. Have a culture of rape.
Definitely.
Comedy clubs, guys.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Guys?
Of course.
Comedy's not a safe place.
It's not. Of course. My vagina shouldn't be used for laughs, but my little dick should be. Come on. You know, that's what I felt like. There are definitely sub-pockets in our society that have huge cultures of rape, and no one's doing anything
about it. Yeah, and this is how serious rape is taken. Like, if someone pointed any one of us out right now and just like, that dude raped me, and we were just kind of just standing there.
Well, two of us.
Yeah, two of us.
One of us would be all right.
It's not cool. It's not.
One of us could shake it off. One of us could shake that accusation off. The other two are laying on the ground with their arms jacked up behind
us. It's not cool. I'm gonna sell it. I'm gonna say it. So, like in high school,
you catch a rape beef,
dude. So high school.
This is another edition of Romaine Stories.
Romaine Tales. TALES.
I was a junior in high school, and I got pointed out for something. Right. And it was like, oh, and the way I found out about how I got pointed out was after the fact was the girl said that, oh, someone that was walking home, you know, black kid walking home, saw me, asked me some questions, talked me up, forced me to do some shit. Right. Like,
was this another girl like your age?
She was a freshman.
Okay.
Freshman or sophomore.
White?
No, black.
Black girl.
From Barbados.
So you fit the description of some dude who came up to her and...
Right. But the thing is, the reason why I fit the script because it was like, oh, I was walking home as someone that walks home. And I was known, me and my friends were known to walk home a lot.
Okay.
So I was like, all right, so I'm going to meet my friends over there and I'm going to lag behind, but I'm going to meet you guys at the spot. I'm walking home. I do see people. I see, there was like these bleachers because we had a campus.
Right.
There was a girl giving some head to a dude underneath the bleachers, and I'm just like, all right, y'all, you do your thing, and I kept walking.
And this is pre-Instagram.
Right, yeah. So this is, so I see that, I keep going, whatever, right? When they hit me up next day in school, or no, not the next day, it was like a week later, they hit me up, and I'm thinking I'm in the principal's office for some prank shit that I did, because that's all I did in school. Like, I kept my grades up, but I caused so much fucking trouble.
Right.
So I'm in there smiling. Like, you know, okay, this is, you know, I'm in here for some shit, but whatever, I'm gonna talk it up. And everyone in the office is mean mugging me the fuck out of me.
Right, like, you're like, prank wasn't that bad, guys.
Right,
it was a whoopee cushion. This is a big deal.
I get into this room, and this girl is sitting in there, right?
Right.
Then there's another room, then there's the principal's office. So I'm in the principal's office, I see her, I'm kind of sitting there, I don't know who she is still.
Yeah.
But I'm like, she looks familiar, like, maybe, you know, I guess because of the girl I was getting.
Because the head thing.
Yeah, but... You know, I don't really see the.
I recognize the back of her head.
Yeah, so I'm just kind of just chilling. I go in this office, and he's like, "Yo, by the way, this is what you're here for." When he hits me with it,
yeah,
because I'm laughing it up. He's asking me questions.
And so, what did she actually say you did?
She said that I forced her down. I forced her to give me a blowjob, and I was like doing. I forced her to give me a blowjob, and then I forced her to almost penetrate her.
Okay.
Now here's the thing. Was still very much a virgin at that time.
you're like, I wish I would have thought of that.
Yeah, so I'm
saying, can I do that?
So I'm just like, I've like the most I've gotten was like maybe like, well, maybe I've gotten some head maybe at that point.
Right.
But
so he lays this on you.
So he lays this on me and I'm like, holy shit.
Yeah.
I'm in for it now.
I'm about to go to jail.
Yeah. And like my heart's pounding. They call my parents.
Right.
Right. My mom comes in and like her father comes in. At first they were like, all right, we're going to talk about it here. But whatever happens here is from that next step was going to either be the police or whatever.
Yeah.
So the story, well, her story wasn't adding up. And then my mom brought this lovely little gem in there that helped me out. Because when I was a kid, even younger, fourth grade, I had a little accident with a zipper.
Okay.
So there's a very noticeable scar.
Oh, you've got a scar. Okay. It's like Michael Jackson's dick.
It's Michael Jackson.
It's recognizable.
So there's a very noticeable scar on it. And you know what I'm saying? It healed very nicely, ladies. And my mom was like...
It healed into the shape of a Superman logo.
Or at least... So I'm sitting there and my mom... Like my mom was the one that brought the question.
Okay, so... All right. You're in the room with this girl. She's in the room also?
She's in the room now.
And your mother is there.
My mom's
and
her there. Father her father's is there.
And your mother's like, what about the dick scar, though?
No, right? My mom didn't. She didn't say that outright. She was like,
right.
Oh. She was like,
but that's her. That's her angle.
But my mom was just like, okay, Romaine, you didn't do it. I was like, yo, mom, I'm still a virgin. I mean, I haven't even done anything.
Right.
Right. And
I jerk off a lot.
She laughed a lot at that part.
Yeah.
But she's like, all right, cool, fine. Sat down. She's telling the story. The story doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
And my mom was like, oh, okay. You know what? We're going to take this to the authorities. We're going to do this. You know what I'm saying? My son, I love him, but we're not going to let this slide. By the way, can you describe it? Can you use what happened?
Describe his penis?
Yeah, can you describe it?
Describe the penis?
Because in her story, like I was forcing her to like be all up on it.
Right.
So you can't not notice it from that angle.
Right. Well, unless she closes her eyes a lot.
Right, and so she's like, I don't know. It's like, and my mom kept pushing, like, anything in particular.
What's her father doing?
The father's like, what dare you? He's like, no, this is important.
what a ridiculous
this is important.
This is important.
Important.
What is the deal? And, you know,
tell me what the deal is.
Yes.
Tell me what the deal.
You were down there. You see something, right? You see something? And she was.
I see something, yes.
And she kept going. She couldn't do it. And
right.
Then, you know,
scandalous girl, yes, scandalous.
Yep. And so, as we're ready to leave the room, we're getting to set. My mom's like, "Oh, by the way,"
is your mother yelling? Is she singing "Stir It Up"?
Right now? By the way,
chase those crazy ball heads. That's what she's singing. That's what she's doing. Some good old Marley.
By the way,
and she's like, "Look, you can't like you can't not notice that scar.
That's you can't not notice scar."
Also, when the girl basically didn't have a good description, then your mother drops the scar.
You're lying.
Very TMZ move.
Yeah, you're just lying. Drops that on her, and I was just like, "Now I never thought the thing about
you
that
lie
myself."
Three time, you're lying.
You're lying. Don't lie for my boy, sir. You see him think that scar or this?
He's a lying hussy.
They always pull out some Jamaicans.
Some old school.
Old school.
Yeah, lying little.
Yeah, scarlet woman.
Your face favor of two big chop.
Let's pull out these old shits.
So the girl doesn't have knowledge of your dick scar.
Right. Right. So as my mom's pushing, she breaks at some point because she tells the principal first.
Yeah.
The principal comes out. Now we're in this like the second room in between. She goes, so there's these developments. Now he asks her. And my mom's like, look, Romaine, get ready to pull it out if you need to, because this is
what a bizarre
to show you.
This is so ridiculous.
Oh, I'm
you are
scared
school, like
shitless.
Like,
this
you know
entire
you're gonna,
thing.
You're gonna whip your dick out. You know you might have to whip. You just get ready for it.
I'm scared shitless. This entire thing.
Man, imagine you're 16. You've never even had sex before.
Yeah.
And you're in the principal's office.
In the principal's office
with a girl's father and the principal, and you're like. You gotta whip your dick out. We're at this point now.
Yeah, my mom was like really trying to be like, look, no, you're innocent, and you're gonna have to fucking do what you need to do to be innocent.
Right.
And I was like, what? You know,
you gotta play the dick card.
I gotta
put it on the table. I say it all the time. You gotta put it on the table.
Yeah. And then she broke and was like, oh, you know, she was messing with some dude that her father didn't want her messing with.
And her father found out.
Well, she got. Whoa! She was giving a head, underneath the bleachers.
Right,
she got home late. She got home real late.
Oh, so instead of getting home late and saying, "Oh, I was out with my friends," she said, "Oh, Well, the reason I'm home
late. That's what happened to that kid who played for the Jets. I think that's what happened to him. That kid on Real Sports who went to school. He had sex with that little girl.
Right.
Black dude, white girl.
Right.
And she claimed rape.
So she's a bad
liar.
He
was like, we had sex. Yeah, I didn't rape nobody. Yeah.
See, I didn't have sex. I didn't have any sex at all at that point.
You were just walking home, trying to get home and play Mario Kart. You were
Like, hey, man, I got some.
Crazy cab.
Crazy taxi? Crazy taxi?
Yeah. And sex is, like, rape is considered, like, it's not a joke. Like right. I could have been gone if my mom wasn't even like, yo, you're gonna have to fucking
that kid went to jail.
So what happened to the girl?
Oh, she was in school for like another month and then was just gone. And then at some point she was sent back to Barbados, which is like a lot of island kids just like, oh, I'm sending you back home. And you're like, no, wait. Cause that's work. You know, you walk into school, you know.
At the end of it, you were probably like, well, guys, can I still pull my dick out? I kind of wanted to. I want to do it now.
It was weird as fuck.
I'd like you to see.
Well, it was weird at school
Don
for a while.
Lemon asked that girl why she didn't bite off his dick. I'm like, you dumb.
Yeah, we got that video, but we're running out of time.
It's too late. It's just Don Lemon's an asshole.
Did you ever think about biting his dick off?
Don Lemon's an asshole. And then he played that, look, as a survivor
of course he has to play that card.
Really?
Yeah.
Really, Don.
You know, lemon is a euphemism for penis.
Yeah, of course.
By the way. Squeeze my lemon till the juice runs down my leg.
Because he's a penis. He's gay.
Don Penis Lemon.
The Lemon Song by Led Zeppelin.
I think we're going to have to end on the Lemon Song.
Led Zeppelin.
Well, they have a couple songs where they reference. It's old blues songs. Zeppelin took a lot of lyrics from old blues songs.
Why would you use lemon, though?
I mean, squeeze my lemon till the juice runs down my leg.
But lemons are
they sting.
They sting. They're sour.
Well, you gotta get the evil out. Evil stings and it's sour. You gotta get the evil out. Are we bringing it home on this song?
I'm gonna try to pull it up.
Go ahead and run it if it runs.
Maybe we'll get it. There's also a song called "Traveling Riverside Blues" that has that line in it. They stole their own lyrics
time. For different songs.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, not a rape apology. I gotta remember. I always have to say that shit. Anytime I tell that story. Anytime I tell that story, because they're like, "Well, what? You think it's okay?" Like, no. I'm just saying it's fucked up when it's not.
I didn't do nothing. Listen, people, want to thank you guys for coming in with us today.
This doesn't. I don't know if this has that line or not, but this is basically Killing Floor lyrics.
Romaine will be with us on Thursday.
It's a Lemon Song.
So you guys come on back. We hope you enjoyed today's podcast. Bill Cosby did that shit. Be sure to send us your emails. We love them.
Yeah, we got more for Thursday.
We want to thank you guys for listening to us today. Listening to us talk some shit, as always.
Who knows what we'll talk about Thursday?
Who knows? Teaser. We ain't taking no niggers here. Kentucky Fire Chief. Bunch of teenage girls in blackface. Headmaster caught giving oral sex to math teacher.
Finally not a student. And by the way, did they have to call him headmaster?
ESPN suspended Keith Law for basically fighting with Kurt Schilling, which I think is hilarious.
There's an update on that.
Oh, there is? Good. Yeah. We'll get with that thing. And the drunk girl in public says she was tricked. I have no reason to doubt her, by the way.
Which one? Oh, the actress. Yeah.
So we want to thank you guys. I'll run it back because we're going to get out on that.
Yeah,
run it back. Quick song.
No, it's not over. I was just fading it out because I thought we were still talking.
No, I'm just running. I'm running the thing. So we're going to run out on this. We want to thank you guys. As always, you know where we're at. So come on back with us. Be sure to send us your emails. Hit us all on our Twitter feeds and stuff like that. I'm at Real Talk for You.
I'm at Andy Klein 74.
I'm at That Black One. That Black, the number one.
The number one.
So hit us all up and hit us on our...
That's how the girl fingered you for the rape.
That Black One.
That Black One. And hit us on something else, right? That's another story.
And hit us on our Three Guys On feed also, on our Three Guys On Twitter. And we want to thank you guys. As always, we enjoyed doing this for y'all. So come on back. We'll be here for you. I'm Randolph Terrence.
I'm Andy Klein.
I'm Romaine Walters.
And we are Three Guys On. And we are out. See you next time.
Can't be a